This is Dr. Michal Rauscher, JTS Fellow and Assistant Professor of Judaic Studies at the University of Cincinnati. My Torah commentary for Parashat Bahalotcha is titled, Let's Talk About Sex. There are many unanswered questions about the now infamous incident of God chastising Aaron and Miriam and then inflicting Miriam with tzara'at, or leprosy, at the conclusion of Parashat Bahalotcha. Primarily, there are questions about what exactly Miriam and Aaron did to receive God's rebuke, and why Miriam is the only one punished. Many interpreters have considered Miriam's wrongdoing in two ways. Either she's guilty of racism towards Tzipora, or God scolds her for the presumption that she and Aaron are prophets, just as important as Moses. Those who accuse Miriam of racism focus on her statement in the beginning of the incident, quote, Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Cushite woman he had married. He married a Cushite woman, end quote. Cushite was understood to refer to someone from Ethiopia, and so they may have been disparaging Tzipora as a dark-skinned woman. Others look at Miriam and Aaron's question, has the Lord spoken only through Moses? Has he not spoken through us as well? To mean that Miriam and Aaron were asserting their own prophetic authority. Rashi, however, suggests an alternative interpretation to Miriam's statements about Tzipora and Moses, and his interpretation influences the commentary in the Eitz Chaim and the art scroll Chumashim. Rashi presents us with a more positive view of Miriam. Instead of focusing on the word Cushite in those verses, he looks at the word married. Rashi insists that everyone thought highly of Tzipora, but that Moses no longer spent time with her, or perhaps had even divorced her. Miriam and Aaron, then, were concerned about Moses' decision to separate from a wonderful human being like Tzipora. The Eitz Chaim Chumash clarifies, quote, in Rashi's view, Miriam was motivated more by concern for Moses' wife than by feelings of jealousy or rivalry, end quote. The art scroll Chumash provides a more elaborate description of the affair. Based on a comment in Sifrei, it states, quote, since Moses had to be ready to hear God's word at any moment, he had to be ritually pure at all times, which meant that he had to refrain from marital relations with his wife, Tzipora. This intimate matter remained their private affair until Miriam learned of it from a chance remark by Tzipora. End quote. With these interpretations, I'd like to recreate the scene for you. Tzipora shared with Miriam, perhaps indirectly, according to Rashi, that she had not been intimate with Moses for quite some time because of Moses' commitments to God. Miriam, recognizing that she had slightly more influence, was therefore empowered to speak up on behalf of her outsider sister-in-law and decided to share this knowledge with Aaron so that they could figure out how to broach the topic with either Moses or God. She said, in essence, Moses is married. He has obligations to his wife and he's neglecting them. In this light, when Miriam asserts that God has also spoken through her, she might be saying, I too am a prophet and I don't neglect my spousal commitments merely because God speaks to me. God's punishment could still be a correction to Miriam's assertion that God speaks to her in the same way that God speaks to Moses. But Miriam's initial concern for Tzipora is ignored as the scene continues. It seems that Miriam is concerned that Moses' religious commitments are taking precedence over his marital commitments in a way that is damaging his relationship with his wife. Furthermore, perhaps Miriam is trying to encourage more discussions about sex so as to ensure healthy sexual relationships. She is attempting to open up this conversation with Aaron and Moses, particularly in relation to religious commitments, and she is summarily punished for suggesting that anything should come before Moses' connection with God. Thankfully, there are few individuals in today's Jewish world who could be considered modern-day Miriams for their efforts to make discussions of sex less taboo. They, in turn, want to demonstrate the value of healthy sexual relationships, particularly when religious traditions are a significant factor in regulating sexuality. Dr. Ruth Westheimer has long been known as a Jewish sex therapist. She spoke about topics like same-sex relationships, sexual pleasure, and the importance of foreplay when everyone else thought they were too taboo to address. In a recent article in Lilith magazine, Dr. Ruth is quoted as saying, quote, A woman must take responsibility for her sexual satisfaction, end quote. As a proudly Jewish advocate of sexual education and sexual communication, Dr. Ruth has led this discourse in the Jewish world for decades. Dr. Batsheva Marcus is a sex therapist who serves the Orthodox Jewish community because she understands how religious legal restrictions can affect women's and men's sexual health and enjoyment. Dr. Marcus finds that she often has to teach married couples about male and female anatomy and how to enjoy sex. She has many patients who are Haredi and fear that any additions or variations will be contrary to halakha, Jewish law. Although Haredi rabbis often refer couples to Dr. Marcus, these same rabbis then vet her suggestions for their appropriateness within the bounds of Jewish law. She reminds them that God wants a husband and wife to be close and assures them that she is leading them to a better marriage and to being closer to God. Dr. Marcus realizes that although religious regulations sometimes discriminate against certain sexualities and sexual preferences and can be applied in harmful ways, healthy sexual relationships within the bounds of religious law are possible. Dr. Ruth and Dr. Marcus are carrying a torch lit by Miriam in this parasha, as they recognize that while many may see sexuality as a threat to religious devotion, in many ways the two can enhance one another. In most of the Tanakh, we think about Miriam as a wonderful role model, pointing to her courage while following baby Moses down the Nile, her leadership in song after crossing of the sea, and the immense sadness in the camp at her death. Therefore, the fact that most commentators and God's punishment focus on her own comparison to Moses is unfortunate. In light of the interpretations brought here, I would assert that the prominent negative view of her in light of her statements in this parasha misses one of Miriam's most important contributions to the contemporary Jewish world. Let's also reclaim Miriam as our role model for promoting healthy sexual relationships. Shabbat Shalom.